Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Ascension Soul Wisdom with your host, Reverend James Ellis. Clairvoyant Reverend James Ellis is an ordained minister specializing in holistic living and is a spiritual intuitive counselor. He helps in providing assistance in soul purpose activations for individuals that are seeking soul growth. His practice offers comprehensive healing expansion from the 144th dimension of reality for soul ascension. His intuitive guidance is tailored to meet the needs of each individual.
Hey, 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 it's Reverend James, and welcome to the show, and yes, it's Friday. Yay, it's almost the weekend. If you haven't been to the show before, press follow, because lots of times I do the shows on Monday, but if you're new to the show, I'm in the process of moving. I'm moving from Colorado to Fort Smith, Arkansas, and I only got 15 days left, and I'll be in my new house. That's part of what one of the messages today is, to really own what you're dreaming. And so what we're going to work on, if you haven't been to the show, my guide's a key. He's from 12th Dimensional Lyra. He doesn't speak English. He speaks light language. And what he does is he helps us with activations and clearings and stuff like that. And he also is my guide, so he helps me give information that will benefit each person that calls. So what I want you to do, what we're going to do today is we're doing two things. We're going to work on dream manifestation, and we're going to work on, what was the other thing? Hold on. We're going to do the Well of Dreams. I'll have to tell you as we do it, because he's wanting to connect, and I don't want to connect all the way. Okay, so if you haven't been to the show before, you can, and you want a private session, you can get me at psychicradioreadings.com. That's my website. There's some information on there that's good for reading. The other thing, and it's $1.99 a minute for anybody that's interested. And I thank you for your support. So we're going to go right on to the activations that Aki is going to do. The first one's going to be activating your Well of Dreams. Oh, he's going to also move blocks, is what he said. And there, he says there's no such thing as blocks, but what people perceive as blocks, or people that think they have a block, or people that can't identify why they're not moving forward. And so the easiest way, I said to him, is just to call it a block. And so we're going to remove blocks, and we're going to open up your dream fulfillment, your Well of Dreams, which to me, it looks like a little tube, an eustachian tube that goes from close to your pineal gland or right to your pineal gland. I'm not absolutely positive because it's all like mushy. And it goes somewhere into the back of your neck. So, and this is where actually you daydream from. This is where it's on. For me, it's on the left side. I don't know where it is. And the other thing for me, I don't usually feel it in the back of my neck. I feel it actually on the top of my head, but it actually is not exactly to the pineal gland. It connects somehow. And it's a little tube or a vein or whatever it is. So we're going to activate that, because that's where your manifestations come from. What you really dream of is what you bring to your life. So we need to have clarity on that, or what they call vivid dreams, or we need to bring in a reality that lets us have what we really want. And I want to tell you that it's 100% possible. And I'm just, for an example, I've manifested a house that at least 700 people inquired about, and that house I got. So I'm just saying, the reason why I know how many people made contact is because it shows on Zillow, you know, and why I got it is because of grace. The only reason why any of us get anything is through blessing of grace. So, yes, I did want that house. I looked at 30 other houses, and I said, I want to live there, 8920 Gary Street, and I got it. So it's like it was kind of a miracle or a blessing. And the reason why I believe is because I started to manifest and dream. And I believe that's with every manifestation. It starts with a thought or a dream. And so pay attention to your dreams. If you're having very vivid dreams, they're telling you messages. If you can't remember your dreams, it's okay. You can daydream what you love, what you think you want, what you want to have. And then listen to the story that you're telling yourself about it. Can I have it? So, like, when I was manifesting this house that I'm going to be living in, I said to myself, the reasons why I wanted it. And I said to myself, I'm going to live there. And I tried to feel what it was. Actually, the number one thing that I felt was backing the moving truck into the driveway. And it's a completely flat driveway, so it's going to be a blessing. So that was the manifestation. I tried to do it inside the house, and I couldn't really. I saw some, glimpses, but the one that really motivated me to believe that I was manifesting this was the visualization that I kept seeing myself back a Penske truck into the driveway. So, and that is happening. And I want you to have your dreams too. And I believe everybody that's listening here can manifest a new reality right now at the highest level, highest. There is a clearing, or the veil is, there was a heavy veil at one time, but it is mesh now and with giant, giant holes. So hundreds of us are getting through where before, only 100 people could get through, or only 1,000 or 10,000 or whatever it is. So that's why you didn't see 10,000 psychics. But as you watch, you wait and see how intuitive people are becoming, how psychic they actually are. This is going to happen for all of us. And what I don't want you to do is I don't want you to get scared about the solar flash. I know a lot of psychics are putting out there that there's going to be a solar flash. There is going to be a solar flash. Don't even think about it. What you need to think about is your life. How are you being a blessing? How do you bless? That is stuff to get people their senses heightened. I get in some ways it's good because it triggers people to want to try to be good. But the thing is we should always try to be good, and we should always try to be a blessing, and we always should try to bless. So, and when you do, just like I was blessed with grace with the house, when you bless all the time, you get blessings better than you can think. This house is better than I could think. It's 3 bedrooms. I can finally, after 10 years, I'm going to have my studio again, a private studio. So, it depends what you're saying to yourself. It depends how you're feeling towards something, and it depends what your true dream is. So let's figure out what we're dreaming of. And pay attention to what you're dreaming at night. And if it's not stuff that you're dreaming at night, like some people have bad dreams at night. And it's good to have bad dreams, believe it or not, because what it does is it helps you resolve conflict you can't do in your real life. So don't look at it as, all negative. So Akeem's here, and he told me I've already talked way too much. I do have a full caller queue. We're going to do an activation right now. It's going to be for your well of dreams. You might feel it in the back of your neck, and you might feel it on the top of your head. I feel it on the left side, and it's about the size of a dime on the top of my head. And then I'm going to do like a cleansing of anything that may be considered a block or anything that's not of the light. I'm going to try to remove. So what he wants you to do is he wants you to place your left hand on your solar plexus and your right hand on your heart chakra. And because what you're doing is you're giving, you're saying, I agree that I'm going to release all any and all dark energy, and I'm going to open up to having my well of dreams bring forward manifestations that I truly want, so that you start dreaming what you really want. So here we go. Take three breaths in through your nose. Hold it for a second. Release what no longer serves you. Maha kanehi ikiti neha. Ehe kakitete mehe enuma sehe eitete he ikiwa. And he said, thank you for all being here. And he is going to help us relieve some of things that that we think are blocks. Shiki kana ami iititi neha maha kane sehe eitewa. Haha ikikitete ma ane o mehe ikitea. And now on those blocks, what we're doing is we're replacing them with light. And this is for worldwide, anyone in the world. And so it is, and so it is. And now we're going to open up our well of dreams. Shaha, kokotete ne mehana. Titi, kama, ana, nana, se iiki, titi, huama. Okay, just take another breath in through your nose and then release it. What no longer serves you, you're making room, you're making room. Shahe, katatatata, for your dreams is what you're making room for. Taha, komane, sehe, iti, kana, ama, ani, iisia. Ahashi, iki, kiti, maha, ona. And it's making room for dream fulfillment, not just dreams. Shihi, iki, titi, nene, amana, o, kike, nene. Hey, a-a-k-k koana, and now we're going to do just a really quick grounding chord. He says, shehe, e-pi-pi-ti-ti-tu-la-la-na, me-e-i-ko-na-na-na-se-e-a-a-a-ko-ti-de-wa-wa, e-ti-ti-ti-wa-na-se-a, o-ko-ko-na-ne-si-i-a. Because we need our manifestations to stay with us. We need to be grounded in that truth. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. I'm going to go right on to the callers. I do have a full caller queue. And the first one's going to be 5-6. 5-6.
Hi, this is Yvonne from California.
Hi, Yvonne. How can I help you today?
Hi, yes. I'm looking to move. Do you see me moving to a new location soon?
Okay. Yvonne is moving. Wants to move. Is she going to move? So the move is yes. Let's see, is that weeks? I think you it's available now. I feel like you can have it within 2 weeks, like when they showed me, and they feel like there's something that you're going to be very, you have to be happy though. So when you go, every thought about moving, make it be happy. And then try, now that, I don't know if you did the beginning of the show, but if you didn't, you can listen back to it because the energy's held in there. And you might want to do it once or twice to make sure that you're flowing in happiness, because I feel like you're coming into a happy time for you. Like, I don't know. And the other thing is just saying that it's really important to listen to what your truth is. So one thing about the well of dreams and dreams and stuff is we dream it, but then we tell ourselves, oh, I'll never have that. So I don't, you can't go there. Try to dream the biggest dream and allow for that or something better. Do you understand?
Yes.
Because I feel like it's going to be better than you think, kind of like mine. I didn't know what to expect, where I was moving and what it would look like. And I listened to spirit. I just really went into meditation every day, and I sat down and I said, you know, I need what's in my best and highest interest to be brought forward. And I didn't pinpoint it to where it had to be or what it had to be look like. But then I started looking for what I wanted. So that's how you start your manifestation, is you have to decide, what do I really want? What is the perfect situation? You know, and then start building on that. And if you pay attention and follow through, there'll be lots of opportunities for stuff, but what's the best is what you're looking for, not just any place. And so that's why you got to ask to be blessed by grace with what's in your best and highest interest, and it'll be right there. And I feel like it's really something you're going to see in this month. We're in September,
okay.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, I feel like, it'll this month. So, don't be afraid. Be happy. Know that you're going to have this new good experience. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to let you go with that, Yvonne. I hope it helped.
Thank you.
Okay, yep, namaste. Okay, I'm going to go on to 520.
Hi. It's Lisa.
Hi.
From Arizona.
Hi. Hi, Lisa from Arizona. How can I help you today?
Well, I'm getting a call a lot. And now they're starting to call, that same caller is calling my relatives and also people I haven't spoken to that are 20 years and they were directly related to me by former in-laws. And what they're telling me, and I asked them, are you a scam caller? And they want, and they're naming a town that I used to live in, and they're saying they're a dispatcher from that town and that they want me to meet with them and sign these documents that they want to deliver to me. I called the police, and I also called my lawyer's office. And my lawyer said they're not directly tied to any legal thing. Is somebody trying to reach me? Because, you know, there's an event that recently happened in my life that was major. And I was just wondering, is someone trying to reach me from that part of my life?
I'm not really getting that.
It's
not somebody that you. Yeah, I didn't. Let me ask it that way. I did not ask that terminology because is it a scam? I get a yes on that.
Oh, how weird!
That is. I feel like. They trust your intuition. So,
yeah.
Because you're so, you know, you are more psychic than you give yourself a credit for on so many levels. I actually believe it is a scam.
Weird.
The other thing that I'm getting is that you're not taking care of yourself. So, what's that
true.
About?
I'm trying.
Please. Okay, because I think I told you before about your health. That you're in a period of, you know, you want to watch your health for like, I don't know if I told you that or not, for 6 to 8 months.
Okay.
Because you're going to stress yourself out or you're going to put burden on yourself. I'm not going to, you know, you get to choose how you, your happiness. You have a tendency to put burden on yourself. And if you don't agree with that, I understand that. And I'm not trying to – it's no judgment.
No.
I want you to be healthy. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I agree.
I do agree. I'm talking to someone now that I think I found a property to rent because it might be cheaper to go back and rent this cheap property, and their name is John. So I'm hoping this is going to work out. And
I think that's a good one. I did get a positive hit on that. That can move forward. I don't know. Try to think about the property. I don't know. Are you feeling towards him? I get all this
energy
from you going on to other people. And so did you put energy onto him for a relationship and not just apartment?
No, he actually said that to me because I told him why I was relocating, and I gave him a little brief encapsulated, and he was listening, you know, that I had someone pass and I have to start taking care of responsibilities. And he said, oh, I can feel you're grieving. And he said, I wish someone loved me as much as you, you know. And I thought, But I do like the process.
I knew that energy transpired. Sorry. I don't want to compromise. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't want to get into a mess, but, you know, like messy stuff. But
right. That's why I said we're looking at a property, not a person. Okay.
I know.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure on that. And, you know, you can do whatever you want, of course, but I don't know. The energy came through really strong. It's kind of funny.
Well, it is funny.
I know, but in some ways you're lonely, so I'm not surprised that your energy is coming off like that. So it just remember your energy is, I think the word is gregarious, where it's infectious and big. And and attractive. So it is, you know, you're which all of this, you know, in a way, you know. But make sure that you're not thinking of the man when you're thinking of the place, okay? That's all I want to say.
Yeah, no, you're correct in saying that, because I am trying to work on separating the two. That came out of nowhere, what he said, and then I thought, oh, I don't know if I like that. I don't like that he said that, really, because, I mean, I do like it, but, you know, the other thing is, you know, I don't know, let's keep this business and not get all messy.
Okay. Perfect. I felt like it was you who did it, but it just might be your energy of, you know, I'm transitioning, I'm available, or I, you know, there's a lot of
So
it is attractive to.
No, I didn't. No way did I. I mean, the guy could be married for all I thought. You know, I didn't. Knew. And we're talking business, so I would not.
I just had to say something because I saw that and I was like, what? Okay. Okay. I got to let you go, though.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Did you have another question? Okay.
I'm sorry?
Okay.
You could be 13 years old for all I know on the other end. You know, I'm just talking to him by the phone.
Okay, he's not, and I just want you to remember, I'm paying attention to the apartment, okay? Just be there.
Okay.
You take care. Thank you so much for telling me.
You
Namaste.
Take care.
Yes, I didn't mean to come. 203 is next.
I know, one second.
Hi,
could you come back to me?
Yep. Okay, that's right.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah. 203. I'm going to 630. There's more than one through 630. You're the first one.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, this is Lisa.
Hi.
You haven't called
Lisa.
In a while. How are you?
I'm good. Where are you from, Lisa?
Illinois.
Okay. I just want to get the right person. Lisa from Illinois. How can I help you today?
Yeah, I haven't talked to you for a few months, I don't think. Just wondered, you know, I know you know that I was looking to move, and I started looking in June again, and I haven't found, like, a property to view yet, but I wondered what you see with that, if anything coming up.
I think it's going to happen fast, so I think you're going to be like, oh, no, do I have time to move? Is she going to move? I get yes, how soon? Oh, you're in a good time frame of moving to another person. So I feel like you're not quite 2 weeks, but I feel within 2 months you'll have the place. And I think it's going to go faster than you think. So even though that may sound like a while, it's going to be fast. Or it's going to feel fast. Do you understand that?
So you mean, like I'll just find something probably within a couple months, because I started looking like June 1st. I haven't really found a property. There was something before I was ready, and that hit the market. But then when I started looking in June, beginning of June, like it wasn't on the market anymore. And so I really haven't seen anything to like view yet.
Okay. Just remember, you want what's in your best and highest interest, and that requires God timing. And I'm telling you that if you sit down and manifest, try. I don't know if you did the beginning of the show, but if you really love that place that was available before, what you need to do is go into meditation and say, you know, I really love this. I would like something just like this or better, and start manifesting it that way. Because
so you
I feel
think around
like,
November?
Yeah. I actually feel like you might land it before that, but that seems like when it's is. So you
like
might
just,
move.
It'll be God's timing, like me finding the right place around November is what you're saying.
Yes. Yeah. It's not. Yeah. You just kind of don't try to make it be in time. Try to make it in your best and highest interest. And don't try to make it about a specific apartment or a specific house or whatever. Try to make it about what you dream of, okay, so that you can get to what you're dreaming of. So if you like one way to do it, the way I manifested the house that I'm moving into is, you know, I looked at it and I tried to manifest myself being into something like that or better. And I wasn't stuck on that house. I actually had other houses that I chose too, but the one that I really wanted was the one I got. So it's not that what happens is they give you opportunity to make choice and then you make the choice. So I didn't have to take the house that I took, but that was the one I was dreaming of. There was another one that was equally as beautiful. The yard was a lot bigger and I didn't want that big of a yard. So I actually manifested 100% of what I was moving by, number one, allowing grace to bless me. That's the number one thing. You have to believe that you can have what you want. And you can have what you want because God has unlimited abundance. You can get every single desire. Every single person can. They don't believe it. People just don't believe it. But you can have every single thing you ever desired. Millions of dollars, mansions, everything. All you have to do is tap into your true I am self and start manifesting your truth. And it will happen. And I believe you're right on the right path. You do need to change, and it is coming, but I feel like it's God's timing, and I feel like it's going to be like, just keep looking, because it's going to pop at you, and then it's going to be like, you're going to make a choice, and it's going to be quick.
So you're saying I do need the change, like you think it'll be good for me, like I should just keep on planning to find something. And then do you think my place will sell okay afterwards? Because I'm going to first buy and then sell.
She's going to... Yes, I got a good on that one too. It all flows once you get aligned. It will all
flow. Because I have like a couple little things that I thought I might need to repair. I don't know. It's just like something came loose. On like a windowsill, but then someone said, you know, you could just leave it and just give a little bit of money for them to fix it or something like that.
That's all our stuff at the end. I feel like you just need to find your place first, and that's allowing yourself to have what you really want. Do you get that?
Yeah. So, you know, I'm just keep on hoping to manifest it daily, and then just whenever I see it, go and see it right away.
Okay. Yeah, I would meditate daily. You don't need to over manifest. What you need to do is, like, when you're daydreaming, dream of what you really love. You know, when you're I did put forth an effort, you know, ahead of time. And I did actually look at 30 different houses because I didn't know the neighborhoods because I'm moving to a different state. So, you know, it depends on, you know, how how much effort you put into it, and if you really do manifest.
And also just it's like divine timing when the right thing comes on the market, because I know the neighborhoods from when I looked before. I know even the buildings that are available to me, that take a cat, et cetera,
If that's what you want and you're that close to understanding exactly what you want, then manifest it. Go into meditation and picture yourself there. Go into meditation and believe you're there. Go into meditation and feel like what it would be like. And maybe even walk in the neighborhood so you feel the neighborhood or whatever. You can do all of those things. And that will just,
Well, it's interesting you say November, because you said before you thought I'd have a change in November, like a few months ago. Like six months ago you told me that. You said November, I think, is when you're going to really start moving. That's interesting.
Usually right. That's good and
so
bad for some people.
I will hope for that. I will hope for that. I'll look daily and I'll try to manifest it in my dreams and meditating and just saying, I'm waiting and
allow the blessing of God to gift it to you. It's grace. You're going to get it by grace. It doesn't matter. Everything in life is by grace. It's a gift. A job is a gift. Love is a gift. The perfect pet is a gift. Those are all blessings. And they're things that we can't just buy. You can't buy love and you can't buy the perfect things. You have to allow to be blessed. Okay, do you understand that?
So do you think it's I wonder why it's November as the time frame. Why God would allow it then? I don't know.
It's not about God allowing it. It's about you allowing it. You're the one that puts up the barriers or the blocks or the whatever, the thought that, I'd love that, but it's too expensive. Or I'd like to live in that neighborhood, and then you walk in that neighborhood and think, this isn't as good a neighborhood as I remember. Or something like that sets it to a different outcome. So it's about clarity of thought. It's about moving in a manifestation of desire. It's about daydreaming of the possibility of what could this be or better or something better. And as you do that, you get better and you do get the opportunities that you seek. And you do get I get visions and all kinds of stuff. And I think.
So what kind of wording would I say to myself?
I'm looking for housing that's in my best and highest interest. And if you want to stay there for the rest of your life, then I would say I'm looking for permanent housing for the rest of my life that's in my best and highest interest. And I allow it to come forward with ease and grace. And that's it. That would be my whole thing. And every time I walk through a door, I would say, I'm moving to a house that's in my best and highest interest with ease and grace. I should start packing because it's going to happen.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good to say it like that.
Okay, I'm going to let you go with that. Okay, namaste.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to go on to 205. Yeah, 205. Hi, 205. You're on the air. Could I get your first name and where you're calling from?
Yes, thank you, Reverend, for taking my call. My first name is Patricia, and I'm calling from Alabama.
Patricia from Alabama. Hi. Is it good and hot there?
Oh, yes. It's that time. Good, hot, and humid. Let's not forget about that. Yes.
Yes.
My question is... I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Oh, okay. My question is surrounding my home. Back here in March, we had very bad storm come through, and that's pretty much the season for tornadoes. And so I've been with my homeowner's insurance for about 10 years, and we are in a negotiation phase. And for settlement. And I'm wondering, do you see a time frame and an amount?
Okay. I actually feel a couple of things, okay? I number one, when you're looking at a time frame, you're asking, I can see that it's in the process of a development. It doesn't look like it's going to be that much longer, is what it looks like to me. Within 3 months is what I think. It doesn't feel right away because I think you are going to want, I don't know if it's you want more or if you're too attached to the situation. So remember that the money isn't to, unfortunately with insurance, we think that the money's going to replace what everything, but it doesn't. So the negotiation is important so that you can get as much money as possible and, you know, recover as much as you can. And what I don't know if you're really invested in the outcome, because I feel like you have to let go a little bit of the outcome because to make it end or to come to the end of the negotiation. But you have to really keep your eye on your intention, you know. So you know what your damage is. Have you done all the estimates of everything that's gone and broken or whatever, destroyed?
Yes. I actually, because they did not want to repair the damages, I had to bring in appraisal. So before the appraisal, I hired an appraisal. I had contractors out here. We had contractors,
So you know your price point of what the damage is, and then you need to know your price point of what your personal property stuff that they're not covering too, because it's not just the damages, it's other stuff that also got damaged. I actually feel like if you can just just remember, to get the highest, what's in your best and highest interest is what you want. And you want, and that's the most amount of money and with the greatest ease. I think you're going to have a positive outcome, okay? So I want you to think, I'm going to have a positive outcome on this. I'm going to get what I need and want. And I'm going to allow God to bless me. And that's all I would do. I wouldn't focus on the time. I wouldn't focus on the amount. I would focus on what's in your best and highest interest. You know the amount that you're seeking. And if they're going to say no to that, then you need to have your rhetorical. You can hold to your ground. You know, they're there to cover your expenses. And it depends how far you want to push it. But I do absolutely believe it's a good outcome for you and not to be afraid. Okay, so that's the number one thing. Don't be afraid. It's going to be a good outcome. Is it going to be exactly what you want? I need to ask that specifically. Is it going to be exactly what you want? Yeah, and I get a maybe because you're going to have to – it's going to be there'll be some negotiation. Like you said, you're in a negotiation. They're not going to try to give you everything, but you can hold your ground for your truth. You know what you actually need. So hold to that thought. And when you meditate that this is the amount that I'm accepting this and I will accept this if it's in my best and highest interest, and this is what I'd like to bring forward, is what you want to say to yourself. I will accept, because you kind of know what you need, right?
Yes.
And you want more than that because other stuff happened that isn't covered, but you still had loss. So I want you to keep in mind what you really want and do that in meditation. I'm going to receive this with ease and grace because this is what I'm entitled to. I'm worthy of it, and I allow it. Get it?
Oh, beautiful. Yes. And real quick, Reverend, I've been out of a long-term relationship for about 4 years, so I'm looking for that God-fearing partner in life. Do you see him anytime soon? Us connecting?
You're looking for a relationship, or did you say I was in a relationship? I thought that's what you said.
I'm welcoming a new relationship.
Oh, I absolutely, yeah. Before you even started, thought it was going to be a love reading. I do believe love is there. So I just didn't say it because, I don't know, I don't say everything that I see. But I did think it was a love reading, and I do feel like you're looking for eternal love, or that, I don't know what they call that, that deep, deep love. You know, it's not that love isn't deep and stuff, but it's I think it's a soulmate love is what you're going to be coming into. And I think it's right here. It started right before you even, I had it before you even came up, but sometimes I don't like to push stuff out that people don't want to hear.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I want to hear about that.
Okay, be ready, because it's right there. Honestly, it was the first thing that came up. The whole other stuff, and, you know, I had to actually search for that. So be ready for love. And, yeah, and as far as manifestation, it's easy to do. Just light a candle, sit and meditate. Only 5 minutes to 10 minutes. I don't want you to meditate for hours. I want you just to do, quiet yourself and say, this is what I'm trying to manifest. I'm trying to bring forth this amount of money with ease and grace because it's in my best and highest interest, and it's what I'm entitled to, and I'm allowing it. And just sit on that for, you know, like 5 to 10 minutes in stillness. And the reason why I say the candle is because I think you're a visual person. For some reason, I'm getting you're a visual person. And that mm-hmm. flicker of that candle is something that keeps you attentive in your mind. I don't know. So that's something you'll have to think about.
What color candle? Is it a specific candle?
I saw it as white, but you can actually do a color, a red for love. You're looking for for a heart fulfillment. I got it as white because it's business, but you're manifesting more than one thing. So, you know, if you go into the manifestation for eternal love or soulmate relationship, I would do a different whole thing. I would set up a little altar. And I would set up a candle that I either look at. You don't have to light it every day, but I would look at it. I would put heart or, you know, romance things around a candle, mm-hmm. a flower, a picture of things that you truly love or something like that, all in happiness on a little altar. And then I would meditate and I would call in romance angels to bring who's in my best and highest interest to have a everlasting relationship with. And in that way is how I would do that. The other one is I would probably do a white candle, and I'm trying to manifest a positive solution to discord that happened in my life. And I'm going to allow that blessing. You get it?
Okay. Yes. Okay. Thank you so much. Many blessings forever. I sure will.
Blessing.
I am. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Namaste. Have a good one. It's going to be okay. I'm going to go to 630. Hi, 630. You're on the air.
Good timing. Thank you so much for taking my call, Reverend Jane. I really appreciate you.
Can I take 1 second?
Yep.
For everybody that's listening, just stay on the line. I'm going to go on after the show ends. And this is Dion from, where are you now, Dion?
I'm in Wisconsin right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, Dion from Wisconsin. How can I help you today?
Okay, so Reverend James, I'm moving to, and I am selling the car that my dad bought me. Because it's my winter car, and where I'm going to warmer weather, so I don't need it anymore. And so, anyway, I applied, but I did apply for this show to have them remake the car. Is it just I was actually going to buy a for sale sign for it right now. Is it time to sell it, or do you think that they'll pick me for the show? I feel bad selling it because my dad gave it to me, but the mechanics are like, listen, it's rusting through, so you shouldn't really be driving it anymore.
I got yes, you should sell it. And I feel like it's going to help you with your move, honestly. Yeah, I'm getting that you should sell it. Okay. And I think you may have you already found the place that you're looking for or that you think you're going to?
No, I talked to a headhunter today at like 11 o'clock, and he is going to be finding me a job in commercial real estate. He saw my resume and he contacted me, and so I mean, I think I got to find a job first, don't I?
I think you're coming into, I don't know, I got all good for you, truthfully. I feel like there's a big, that you're going to have a financially successful time now. It's time for you to float up. And so I want you to prepare to float up. And so when the headhunter thing said successful, when I was listening to you. So I would follow through with that. Do you understand that?
Okay. Yeah. It's just,
and
it
I did
was hard
get a yes
for me to be able. A yes on what?
On selling the car, I did get a yes on it. I know you want to keep it, but.
I do want to keep it, but the reality is like I got to start getting rid of things because I'm moving 1,500 miles, and I'm doing it all by myself. And as much as I'd like to keep the car, it's not professional for me to be driving it around. Like once I get down there and I start making some good money, I'll buy a new car. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I believe that. Absolutely. I believe that.
And
yes, and I do feel
my
like
friend,
get ready to be successful.
I know it's coming, isn't it?
It is. I'm really, it's going to be good. I feel like next year for you, right in the beginning of next year, like right from day one in January, you're going to start having a positive year. So not that you're not having it before that. I just feel like the light in January for you is, you know, when I look at you and your path, your light is just a little bit out. It's not that it's not right now, too. It's just it looks so bright starting in January. So it just looks brighter than it is. So I think, I don't know if it's because you get doldrums through the winter. It might be winter doldrums is why it's just not as bright, is all I can think. And maybe because you're in the sunshine state by January. That could be the sunshine too. I just don't really have time to look at everything. Okay?
No,
you
you're fine.
That?
I just got lucky. My friend told me I could park my car up over at his busy store. So I feel like that car is going to sell really fast. So I just wanted to check with you before I went and bought the for sale sign. But
yeah,
we're good.
It is time.
Thank you.
For that.
Thank you.
Okay. I will talk to you soon. Thank you
Thank
for
you,
calling.
Reverend
Namaste.
James.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Namaste. I'm going to go on to 415. Hi, 415. You're on the air. Can I get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hello. It's Anne. In New Mexico.
Hi, Anne in New Mexico. How can I help you today?
Well, congrats on the house.
Oh, yeah. I'm so super happy.
Go ahead.
I have worked my whole life at manifesting, and I'm telling you, everybody can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you're you manifest too, a little bit. You don't believe it, but you do manifest all. You want to know what I want to tell you right from the beginning, Anne, is that every single day we manifest. Every single day we have new life. And I don't know if you can get to the point where you can understand that every single day is a manifestation. You'll be getting every single thing you want because you can manifest. And your energy of fear is like diminished. It's substantially changed in the last year. So that was, I believe, one of the things that prevented you from moving forward, is that you had a lot of fear that you couldn't see it happening or how it happens or what you needed to do. And you don't actually have to see everything. You just have to know what you want. That's the trick to the manifestation. So now I don't know why I needed to tell you that, but I needed to tell you that. So did you have a specific question?
Yeah. So I saw a place today that I want to rent. And it's not a forever place, but I'm happy for like the end of the year. It's like 6 months maybe. And I said, yeah, great. I'm interested. And she said, oh, sleep on it. We'll both sleep on it and I'll contact you in the morning. So I don't know. That could be nothing, or I'm not sure how to read that.
I think you get the opportunity to do that if you want it. I got a yes on that.
Yeah, it's nice and a good price, and she's an artist. I get a good feeling from her as a landlord. So, great.
I think I feel like you're another person that's on that good road. Honestly, I feel like you're on a road to riches or to success. On different levels, on not just money, but on success of your self-worth or yourself, bigger than
Well, you
self-worth.
Said that's the thing, like I picture exactly where I want to live. I know that. I know the atmosphere and the feeling, and I am good at that. I always, even in expensive cities, even San Francisco, I found a great low price place to live. But, like what I want for my business or for what I want to do for myself, you said you just have to know. And that's the part that seems in the ethers. Like I don't exactly know.
You mean so for your business, you're wanting to go into a specific business or you don't know what kind of business?
I don't know what kind I want. What I want to do.
Okay. So that is.
I mean,
it's
not a complete blank slate. I have ideas, but nothing specific as I need to be.
So, I think the best thing to do is really talk with somebody who's a mentor, or to try to find someone who is a mentor. You know. A lot of people like think that I'm psychic, I should be a mentor, but it's different. It's not that.
Yeah.
Because you really have to go into really detail on what you need for your happiness. It's really a detailed process. I think you can have what you want. To get clarity on what you want, I don't know. I would start by making a list of what makes me the happiest. And I would think, how do I transfer this into making money?
Mm-hmm.
And that should give you the idea. So who makes money doing what you love? That's number one place to look is what I would look at. And then if you decide, you know, that looks like what I want to do, then you have your path. Or if it looks like that might be what I want to do part of that, but I don't want to do all of that, then you start making your own path. Because like with me as a psychic, you know, first thing everybody says is, you're not a Reiki master. So I became a Reiki master, teacher, practitioner, you know. And it was because I had interest in healing anyway. So I was drawn into it. But now I don't actually do Reiki. I do something more advanced than Reiki, in my healing. And that's because, you know, I did all the steps. I became a Reiki master teacher. I worked with all these psychics. I did all this stuff. But that was process to finally get to a place that I have my own developmental procedures. And most people don't even know of the Mundi or of the Room of Light and stuff like that. So, you know, as you grow, you develop a different whole technique. But I came from a Reiki background. Do you understand what I'm trying to tell you?
Yeah. You told me about a mentor a couple weeks ago from Texas, and I didn't write down her name. Do you remember that conversation?
Oh. Carol Gold is a great mentor. She's a lawyer.
Uh-huh.
Number one, she's a lawyer, so she's about as smart as you get, okay? Number two, she has experience mentoring, and she also was a crisis grievance counselor. She's psychic. She's, you know, she's the whole package. And she is a mentor, a real one. I mean, she does stuff like that.
Okay.
I would, you know, she's just that smart too. You know, it's, you don't want just a regular, you want somebody who is competent on so many levels if you're getting a mentoring experience. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's why I, you know, because of her education and everything, and she has history in Jewish mysticism, and she's a psychic. Yeah, she's really great. She's
Kamala.
Like one of the, the only thing that I, is she has her own political views, but, you know, she bases all her stuff in writing, so you can critique her thinking, you know. So read her stuff and see if you like what she's saying. And if you do, then go ahead and follow through with it, because she would be somebody who could get you to where you want to be.
Great.
I could say something and it could trigger something, but you know, then you're going to be like, oh, I wonder if this was actually my thought. You know,
sure.
And I want you you need to follow your path and not my dream. okay, I gotta let you go with that. I hope that helps, Anne.
Thank you. What city in Texas?
She's Carol Gold. In,
there's a lot. There are a lot of Carol Golds when you Google it. So I just.
Oh really? I don't. I would do Carol. Okay. She's also known. Try Carol Goldstein is also her name, and if you put in psychic Carol Gold, she should come up.
Got it.
She used to do a radio show and stuff like that.
Okay.
Okay. I'm gonna let you
go
with that.
Namaste.
Yes. You're going to do great, Anne. You're coming into successful time. Next is 404. Hi, 404. You're on the air. Could I get your first name and where you're calling from? Hi, 404. You're on the air. Okay, I'm going to go to the next person because I will run out of time. I'm going to 919. Hi, 919.
Hello,
you're
Reverend
on the air. Could I get your first name and where you're
from? My first name is Sandra, but I go by my middle name, Kay, so I'm not sure if you need Sandra.
Okay.
And I'm calling from Georgia.
Okay, good. I'm ready. How can I help you today?
My question is around the past several months, I have been not feeling well. And my question is, I'm wondering if it's really mostly or has to do with stress only, because I've been having some medical issues. And then I reached out to my doctor yesterday for to ask a question about alternative meds or healing. And I'm just wondering, do you see her responding, and will that be what I need?
Okay. Yes. I think they will give you something that's alternative that you will do okay with. I always tell everybody, and a lot of people get upset with me, but there's a doctor on YouTube. His name's Dr. Mandel, and he is a chiropractor, but he's a doctor,
mm-hmm.
and he mm-hmm. studies, he does these videos that are for self-help. And I'm telling you, everything that he's ever put out that I've tried worked. So I feel like if you have something, you could actually contact him through the web and be specific with him. And I believe he would provide you with something that would help you. That might be not what a regular doctor would usually use. I think he's a great resource.
What is the name again?
Even if he's Dr. Mandel, and I think he's called a motivational doctor.
Okay.
And he does a lot of things on weight loss, but he also does stuff on heartburn. Like, I no longer have heartburn, and I took heartburn medicine for years. So, and, you know, there's ways to get stuff in your body by through food supplementation mostly, and that's what he does it. So I would always try that first, and then I would talk to Western medicine. Okay, do you understand that? Okay.
Yeah, I do. Like I said, I sent that note to my doctor, and she hadn't responded yet. And it is, I mean, it's legal medication, but it's just like I don't want to keep getting prescriptions because, one, I need to know exactly what's going on with me. I think it's stress, but I'm just tired.
Well, I do feel like you're having a lot of stress, but believe it or not, I think some of it is energetic from the space weather causes us problems. I don't know if you know that, but there have been some solar eruptions and stuff that literally can cause heart attacks. They really can cause heart attacks. And I feel like some of the energetic energy that you've been giving has made you nervous or afraid.
Yes.
Not stress. It's different than stress. Stress does show on your shoulders. I'm not saying that you don't have stress, but it's from being nervous or afraid. So you need to look deeper than what's causing you this stress. Okay?
Yes. That's exactly what I'm saying. I think it's deeper than stress, but I just don't know how to explain it. So thank you. Okay, perfect. I'm not losing my mind. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
I think you're shifting with the, I don't want to say with the weather because it's not the weather, actually, but it is the weather. I think it's energetic weather or energetic just watch if high pressure zone or low pressure zone or whatever those. I'm not a weatherman, so you can go to spaceweather.com and you can find out every day if we're having high. What are they called? I can't think of all the terms because the key's in my mind, and he's like saying, "Go to the next person." But
no worries,
look
no
at
worries,
that.
No worries.
And he will tell you, it says everything about space weather, you know, the radiation, the sunburst, the stars that are coming in, the asteroids that you have to watch, all the stuff that's going on in space. So what I would do is maybe follow that for a week and see it, if you're reacting that way. Okay?
Okay.
Because
great. Thank you.
Because
we're
having a big fluctuation of and it's for everybody. It's not just it's not you. Everybody's having those lots of another thing with that space weather is it can make you mean or ugly. So you know, it's
gotcha.
Okay. So just watch out. That's what I just want to tell you. Okay. I'm going to let you go with that. I hope it helps. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Yep. Namaste. Sometimes I could talk forever, but 347's next. Hi, 347.
Hi.
Hi. Can I get your first name and where you're calling from?
Yep. This is.
Who is it?
This is Tanika. Hi. This is Tanika. I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Tanika. Are you employed yet?
No, still looking. And you know, I'm gonna be moving soon. My family is moving soon. Like in 2 weeks, we're moving to Florida, and I have to go with them. So I'm just like wondering how that's gonna go for me. I'm worried about being around my family, and I'm worried about just me, how I'm gonna do in that state. If it's for me that state, or if it's not, if I'm gonna leave. And also, there's a gentleman I've been speaking to. His name is Aris. he knows I'm moving. He's from my past. He shares the same birthday as Frank. But anyway, I haven't talked to Frank. I've talked to Iris lately, and I'm wondering if there's any future between me and him, or if he's a player, or if he's seen other women. So, been dying to ask you about this stuff.
Okay. I feel like Iris is not the relationship that you're looking for. I feel like going to Florida, you're going to need great strength, is what they said. I do feel like there is a relationship that's coming forward, but I don't think it's him. I feel it's down in the hot weather because I feel like, I don't know, I feel like you're either at the ocean or in at a pool. It looks like bigger than a pool, though. So I don't know if you're visiting the beach when you go there or not, but that might be something that you want to put on your schedule to do. I think that the only other thing that I have to say to you is just believe and trust that you are worthy to receive. I don't, you know, we all control what we control to a certain degree, but then we have no control. None of us actually have any control. So as much as I can put forth an effort and much effort as you put forth, it's only by grace that you get the blessing. And the reason why we get the blessing is because we allow it. We stop being fearful. We'll be okay. We're going to be happy no matter what. If you can get to that place, then it will flow to you, because I think everything's on the plate. It's just that it hasn't been actually served yet. Do you understand that?
So you're saying you think I'm going to need great strength for down there? Do you see bad stuff?
Yeah.
That's why you're saying that I'm going to need great strength?
I think it's going to be – you're going to have to be strong and not let things – influence you negatively. That's all I, you know, that takes strength. And if you do, like you before, I don't, if you do perceive discord, then, you know, you either have that time to fight or flight. You know, you'll have to either partake or not partake. And the best is always use your greatest strength not to buy into their negativity or their discord. You understand that?
Yeah. So you think discord is going to come from my family towards me?
I think they're going to be in heightened anxiety or stress. And so I think there's a lot of things that aren't going to be positive. But it's if you look at it, that they're not positive, you know. I feel like they're going to have a lot of anxiety or heightened emotion. So you're going to have to be strong not to engage in useless banter. Or
who's
going to
be doing that? Is someone going to be doing that towards me? Or
I think it's going to be more than everybody's going to be doing it. I think
what did
you all do it. I think you all do it.
I try to avoid them.
I avoidance is different than, because of why? Because there's discord there. I just think it's going to be some discord. It's going to be an underlying thing. You have to be strong and not buy into. What you have to look at is how is my life going, and don't buy into their discord. You know, you have to stay present with yourself and not have their energy. Do you understand that?
Yeah. But I'm going to be living with them, and I just don't want them to throw their garbage at me. And my sister is a drama queen, and we're going to be living close to her estate, and I just don't want her crap. I don't want any of this drama in my life.
So what you have to do is be strong and not buy into it. Do you understand that?
Yeah. I know,
okay,
but they attack me when I don't participate.
I know. So then you have to say, you're attacking me for not participating. I'm sorry. I'm going to go take a walk. And then take a walk. And then allow it to be, you know, and go take a walk. You know, I think I told you some other ideas that you could do once you get to where you're going and how to get housing and stuff like that. So, you know, you do have to make the move, and you do have to stay vigilant and believe that you're worthy, and the employment will come forward. It should come forward pretty with ease and grace. You just have to allow it.
Right.
As long as you follow through. Okay? I wish
yeah.
I could give you some things to make it easier, but I can't. You really are going to have to use your own strength. Can you see that?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to let you go with that. I'm hoping to help. I wish I could give you, you know, all everything good. I have to cover through it too. Okay? Thank you for calling. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to go on to 917. Hi, 917. You're on the air. Could I get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hello.
Hi, 917. Hi.
Hi. Hi. Thank you, Karen in New York. How are
Karen,
you?
Did you say Karen?
Yeah.
K-A-R.
Well, I've shortened it. I've been using the shortened version. My mother might be mad at me. And I don't know, spirit minds. My official full name is... Sorry?
Just your first name, your real name.
Well, according to my mother, it's Karen Sue. But
okay, perfect.
Being
that's
separated
I just want to
Karen and all that.
Are you in New York, did you say?
Yes.
Okay, I can call you Karen.
Yeah.
I just want to get the right person. That's what I want to do. Okay, so Karen, in New York, how can I help you today?
Oh, well, I'm wondering if spirit or angels have any messages for me. I've been getting a lot of dental work, been dreading it, but it's been like kind of my destiny with my teeth. I don't know why. I feel horrible about it. And I'm very frustrated. It seems to be even worse than I imagined. So I wonder if there's any guidance, any messages that, you know, Spirit has for me about that.
Kind of funny because I get a different picture than what you're actually saying. So I feel like it's a good time for you that you're that things should be going pretty good for you, actually. And I feel like, I don't know, I feel like I get that you're carrying a lot of sadness, but so is it from a death? Is that the sadness?
Could be, yeah.
Because
I'm very sad I'm in a situation and I have to get this denture.
Okay.
And, it's hard to get used to. I don't know if that's normal or they didn't, you know, they need to fit it better or what. But, you know, I'm trying to be positive.
Okay.
It's hard.
I think with your teeth that you'll have a positive outcome, and it's going to take more than one, I don't know, I have to say more than one set. So I don't know, are you getting a whole teeth?
No, this is just the top, but I am planning on getting an implant kind, so it will be better, but, you know, that's like down the road. I have to, my gums have to do more healing and everything first. Before I can get the implants.
Yeah, I
so
think it's all going to be fine.
So that'll be good,
but
I have to live with this for a while. And
there's something else.
Yeah.
So the only other thing that I'm getting is something that you're supposed to do that you're not doing. You're procrastinating on it. And they just said that there's a big, like, you're procrastinating or you're not wanting to do it. Do you know what I'm talking about or no? And if you don't worry about it. Think on it.
Something else? What about the teeth?
It's something else besides the teeth. It's something else that you're supposed to be.
Probably getting this apartment more in order. probably going through things and getting the room ready to be able to rent it. Is that what you're going to?
Maybe that is it. Are you worried about money? Is that what's – there's a big sadness there. So it makes me feel like at first I thought it was a death.
I have been grieving. My partner passed away in 3 years, so I have been grieving. I do have a sadness about my life. I don't know, you know, why I'm still here and what I'm supposed to do and how I can get more money. Yeah, I don't know. But
okay,
now
so
I'm
the way you get more money,
but it will
the way
be
you get
an
more
issue.
Money is to allow it. Okay, and the way that you find your happiness is you have to choose happiness. You really do have to choose to be happy. So find out what makes you happy. What does make you happy? Make a list of everything that makes you happy. I surround myself with things that are pretty because I like pretty things. I say pretty like I like Asian art. So I surround myself with Asian art so that when I look at it, I think, oh, I love that. And it makes me happy. I don't have to say all the time, I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy. I just am happy. And the reason why I'm happy is because when you choose happiness, you start having happiness all the time. And there's actually a level of happiness that's even higher than happy that my guide tells me that people have. It's not bliss, because bliss mm-hmm. is fleeting. It's actually a level of happiness that's higher than it's not named. We don't have an English or a word term for it. So, and I believe that's the level I'm at because I'm always happy, even in discord. So, and the reason why I'm happy in discord is because I don't allow it to take my happiness. And I celebrate everything that's good by ingratitude or I in thanks or prayer or whatever I do to bring it, you know.
I do a lot of work. I've been doing a lot of work with that stuff, but it's I feel like it's a mood thing and it's fleeting. I think the default is my life's a mess and I'm miserable. And I keep trying, but I don't know why I'm here or what I'm supposed to do and what I'm to do to make money. That's I think, the big key.
So you know that you're here for a purpose. That's the beginning.
No.
And what you have to do is,
yeah,
every person is here. Listen, if you weren't supposed to be here, you wouldn't be here. You wouldn't be here. So you are here for a purpose. And the way that we find out what our purpose is we examine our lives and decide what is our happiness, where does it lie, how do I bring that forward, and how do I find an ability to make money doing what I enjoy. And then you are on the best path possible because you will start doing stuff that you enjoy, and guess what? It will then eventually in your happiness result in a way to make money with it.
I know all the principles, but there's nothing that I like to do that brings in money.
There must be stuff that you like.
I like to be home and space out and watch videos and do spiritual things. Who's going to pay me for that?
I stay home and I do spiritual stuff every day and I get paid. So
I can't give advice to people like you do, so that's how I can't get paid for it. I don't have those gifts. That's my issue.
You have the gifts. Everybody has the gifts. You have to hone them is what you have to do, and you have to take classes to hone them. There are some people that are such good psychics that as far as teachers and stuff that you could equally be as advanced or more advanced than me. And any good teacher knows that if they take a student on, the student is going to be more advanced than them. That's what your goal is, to make the student better than you are. And not every student rises to that, but every time that you're ready for a teacher, they come forward. And every teacher that you think that you get interest in, you could learn Reiki and become a Reiki master teacher, be in your home and do hands off. Reiki is not with hands on. Hands off healing. And you could actually heal people and help them with and get paid for it. It's Reiki people make a lot of money. If you market yourself right, I'm international.
Yeah, okay.
I know my show says nothing, but I'm all over the whole world. People are out there and have interest in all of that. So, you have to find out where, if you're, besides being intuitive, or if you want to be a healer, then, hone in on what type of healing you want to do. Initially, I thought I was a healer, and I worked with blind and deaf people. And I did healing on eyes and ears. And I worked with the Blind Institute the Blind and Deaf Institute in North Carolina. So not that I had perfect experience, but I did have experiences that helped people. I didn't cure anybody perfectly, but I did have people have differences in their hearing ability and in their visualization better than they had prior. So, that's how you base on your ability, is you utilize it. And what I did, all of that for free. And the same thing, you could do it, start out for free, start honing your skill by going on Facebook and saying, I'm doing free readings for people, I'm doing healings for people, this is what I learned, and then actually try it and start doing it so that you know that you have the same ability as I do. Everybody has it. You just have to tap into it. It's in, and you go into your well of dreams.
I do a lot. I've done a lot. But, I don't get the messages.
Okay. Well, that's not true, because you get messages every day. As soon as you wake up, you get a message. You tell yourself something. So every person gets messages every day. Otherwise, we wouldn't get through the day. The messages, though, that you're sending yourself are, this is what I'm not going to feel good today. I don't feel good. I can't get out of bed. I don't really want to do anything. I just, it's focus of energy. There's no happiness there. There's no desire to have something different. There's no feeling of wanting to change. It's just saying, I'm helpless and I can't do anything for myself. And that's different than trying. And it's not that you have to try. You have to allow. You just have to allow God to bless you with grace, and not tell yourself it's not possible. It's not happening for me. I never see a vision. I thought for a long time I didn't get visions because I thought I didn't get them, and I was getting them the whole time. They just weren't what I thought they should look like. Some people think they're going to see a movie. And lots of people say, I see a movie. Well, I've never seen a movie in my head. I do get visions, though. And like one of the callers today, I saw that a sexual encounter on two people that I don't know. And I saw it, and I wasn't going to say something, but then I did say something, and she said, oh, he said something, to me. So interesting that, the actual encounter occurred just like I thought it did. Not exactly like what I pictured, but it was that, and by bringing it to the forefront, I got the clarity that it was him to her, and she's just emanating a sensuality or a sexuality. Do you understand that?
Guess so, yeah. But
okay. I'm going to let you go there only because I
have
a bunch
that?
Of other calls.
Say
do
you
that
have any visions for me? Sorry.
You have to choose happiness, and you have to allow it. You have to.
Well, the thing is, I've been doing that. I do meditations. I do affirmations. I pull in the light and all that. And that's what I say. Okay. I can be in that space for a while, but it's not deep rooted. I don't have any, I have no joie de vivre, no reason to be here anymore. I don't, there's nothing I'm like, oh, I have this mission and I'm dedicated and I have to do this. I don't feel anything like that. I feel kind of dead.
Why can't you just be happiness first yourself? Why can't you just be happy for yourself? Why do you have to have something like a purpose or a mission or something? The true root of everything is within the self. You have to choose that I'm going to be happy for me because I want to have experiences that make me happy. That's all you have to do. You don't have to have a mission to be somebody. You don't have to do anything more than just be kind and gentle and loving, and love and kindness and gentle will come back to you. It's what you gift. You gift, and you're, as the gifter, you're a cup, and the cup is full, and you gift. And when you feel like you do that, I have nothing to give or I have no purpose, you have a purpose. There's somebody next to you, a neighbor that would love a touch, a thing on their shoulder, or a person that would appreciate a smile, or a person that is, because I'm telling you, there's people that are desperate out there for just any kind of acknowledgement that they are people at all. People look at
I'm nice to people and all that. I try to
let that be your mission. Let your mission be, I'm nice to people, and how do I make money with being nice? How do I bring my happiness out so that I can have feel financially abundant, feel abundant mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually? You know, you want all of it. So you have to do it on every level. And as you get one level, it opens up the other levels. You can't be happy and be thinking negative. I'm so happy it's going to rain today. They don't work. They don't come in the same thought frames. It's like, I'm so happy today, and it doesn't matter that it's raining. It's feeding the earth, you know? So it's different when you actually are choosing the correct things. And we never, ever have any blocks. It's all ourselves telling us we can't. Every time you say, I don't go deep enough, or I'm not deep enough, you're as deep as you need to go. There is no level that everybody has to be at. It's at the level you're at. God meets you where you are, and everything that you do is God through you. And what you do, like, I believe you're a kind person, and I believe you do nice things. You just don't recognize that as a purpose. It is a purpose. Every reason that you still have life is there's something. I can't tell you everything that you do in a day that makes a difference for someone else. Every time that I get happy, it helps happiness around the world. We are that butterfly effect, or I can't remember what it's called off the top of my head, but when a butterfly over in China flaps its wings, the air here moves. It just takes a long time for it to come around the world to us. So it's true, and it's the 100 monkey effect is actually what it is. Mm-hmm. And when the 100th monkey realized that if he washes the nut before he eats it, it won't hurt his teeth. And once that monkey did that, everybody started doing it. Every monkey, in all of the monkeys, even though they weren't related or part of that tribe or part of that group, that actually does happen. So when we as a people be happy, we as a people will have great happiness. And we will achieve things that are beyond our conception, because when you're in joy, they have to give you other stuff that makes it better. So, like, I'm so happy, they had to give me I was happy where I was living. And where I'm going is going to be, like, 3 times better, and it's half the price. And I could, you know, I always could afford more right where I am here, but I don't want to pay more. I'm 1,000 times better with paying less, having 3 times the space, and having a new experience. Some people aren't like that. You know, some people want a house and they want to stay in the same place and they don't want to go outside and they don't want to actually do anything. You have to look at what does make me happy. And if it's cooking, then cook. The things that I love cooking, I love gardening, I love music, and I love art. And I do all those things. I create my own art. I've written 6 books of music. I am a master chef. I can cook Asian food like no other person. I could actually probably own an Asian restaurant and cook everything. As a gardener, I had a very interest in gardening. So I took the course, Master Gardening, at the university, and I became a master gardener. You have to figure out, and it's because I'm trying to figure out how to make myself happy all the time too. One thing, though, is because I've chosen the things that I really love, the gardening, the music, the food, and I do my spirituality too. It's not that simple, but because I chose those, I'm successful in all of them. All of them I have happiness from. I just finished a new song called Starting Over Again. Guess what? I'm moving. I'm starting over again. They gave me a song, and it's a great song. So I don't know if this helps, but I'm going to let you go with this. I hope this helps. I know it's a lot of it's still all about one choice, going inside and believing I am worthy. That's the number one thing. I'm worthy. I don't know where I'm going. I don't understand why I'm here, but I'm worthy of your love, of divine love, and of happiness. And I allow you to show me what's in my best and highest interest so I can move forward and have peace, joy, and happiness and achieve true abundance. Because that's what you want. You're unhappy because you haven't realized what makes you happy. But there is happiness there, and you find it every day. You don't recognize it every day, but you have to find the happiness even in the littlest things. And everything that's negative, say, I choose that no more. And try to cancel negative thoughts. Try to cancel anything that isn't positive. I'm going to let you go with that because I really do still have more callers, and I don't want to run out of time. Okay, I hope that helps. Namaste. Okay, I'm going to go on to 914.
Hi, Reverend James.
Hi.
Hi, it's so lovely to hear your voice.
Can you say your name again? I'm sorry, because I know you're from New York, but I can't remember the name, or it didn't come forward when you said.
Catherine.
Catherine, okay. I was like,
yes.
I was saying to E.K., I was like, I can't remember that name. I know the voice, and I know it's New York. Who is it? And, okay. How can I help you, Catherine?
Sorry, I stepped outside. I don't know if it's a bit noisy. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, thank you. Yes, I was wondering, please, and first of all, thank you, because I think with the last caller, a lot of people benefited from all that beautiful teaching that you gave. So I wanted to thank you for that. As well.
I hope so. Sometimes I feel like I'm just hounding people. And it's not that I'm trying to. Sometimes it's just hard. Sometimes I have to keep saying stuff so that they hear it however they're supposed to hear it. And
right.
Sometimes they hear it and sometimes they don't. And sometimes it sounds like he said it 15 times. You know I said it 15 times. But it needs to be heard and it hasn't been heard yet. So sometimes it does sound like I'm just repeating. And sometimes I feel like I'm punishing people by repeating, but I want to try to help them.
Yeah, I know. I thought it was beautiful. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. Okay. How can I help you?
Thank you today? Thank you. I was wondering with work, there is a gentleman named John. And a woman named Jeanette. I'd really like to work with both of them if possible. I was wondering if you see that happening. John kind of said yes already, but I haven't heard back. So I don't know if he's having second thoughts or if he's just busy.
I have to always tell you the truth, okay? I don't get yes with Jen. What was the other woman's name?
Jeanette.
Jeanette. Is she going to work with Jeanette?
Yeah, her last name starts with an M.
Yeah, the name's funny. That's another one I'm not, I get a maybe, but I actually got a no on it. So there's a possibility there. It doesn't mean, just remember, if it's no, it's just at this point, that's the energy that's there. It doesn't mean never. It just means that I'm not getting that at this time. And I got a no on both of them. The second one, the woman, Jeanette, I felt like there's a possibility there. And when you told me, because I already had gotten the no when you told me John already said yes, and I was like, really?
Yeah, I thought it was odd. He just told me happy to, and then when I wrote him back, okay, can we do this, this, and this, I didn't hear anything. So I'm like, I don't know what to expect. Yeah.
Okay, so I was honestly surprised that he said yes, but it was – he probably was in a different frame or time or mental thing or something, or had a different understanding of what was going on, and things may have shifted. So I'm not saying it's never going to happen. I'm saying that I just don't see it in this next 6 months. They actually said no, which is pretty accurate usually, and I don't want to discourage you. If you don't like mm-hmm. that answer and you want to change it, then I would go into meditation and say, how do I shift the energy so that this does happen? And then try to hear what they're saying that you need to do, or try to think what they're telling you to do. Because it may be calling them back and saying, you know, I don't know, I feel like there's a couple of things. Like, one, it might be too much work. One, I don't know. Mm-hmm. So that's what I wasn't expecting it to be that much work or something like that.
Right.
So, okay, I'm just saying that it can be different. It doesn't have to be no. It's just the energy that's coming off right now. And so what I want you to do is I really want you to go into meditation. And if you really do want to work with John and Jeanette both, say, you know, I'm going to allow this to come forward only if it's in my best and highest interest. Otherwise, don't have them come forward. Yeah, because I don't want you to get into something where I'm going to have these people, and they're not in your best and highest interest. So
right.
I feel like they'll come forward. I feel like the woman will come forward. It doesn't feel smooth, though. So there's a maybe there.
Yeah.
You know, really is going to be on your onus, though, I think. It's not that I don't feel like they're pushing you away. I feel like you need to allow it if that's what you really want. And you said it right from the beginning, that is what you wanted. So I want you to be sure on what you're trying to manifest. And if it is, then go into meditation and shift it. So I'm going to shift this. I'm going to bring John forward. He is in my best and highest interest. And if he's not, then don't have him come forward. But I think he's in my best and highest. You can have the feelings of your truth, okay? And it can be different than what is in your best and highest interest. Because sometimes we bring in things that we think we want, and then we realize, oh, I don't want that. And I always use living in the woods. I thought, I want to live in the woods. And I got out in the woods and I thought, what the heck was I thinking? I don't want to live in the woods. No one's there.
Congratulations on your move too. Yes, I heard. Yes, congratulations.
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
Yes. And I try not to be overbearing with how good my life is, because I'm one of the lucky people that actually have paid attention for 62 years on me. And in that, I know when I'm feeling discord, I know when I'm feeling sensitive, I know when I'm happy, I know when I have to pay attention to and create new dreams. You know, I do all the stuff that I tell you guys to do. I really do all of it. I bless people. I try to bless people every day, not just on the radio show. I do specific things to bless people, all of my neighbors, all even people in businesses around my neighborhood, so that the whole community mm-hmm. benefits, you know. And it's stupid yeah. stuff. Like I drop cookies off at a number of businesses just because I can't eat all the cookies and I have nowhere to give them. So, you know, so, yeah, so, like, the businesses that I utilize, like the grocery store, I brought them in cookies for their, you know, their lunchroom. You know, you have to do things that you love, that bless. And so I love cookies, so I'm always glad to make them. And I'm always glad to share them, and everybody's always glad I'm sharing them.
Yes, it's making joy for everyone. That's beautiful.
Yeah. But everybody can do the same thing, and it doesn't have to be making something. It could just be being kind. That's
yeah.
it. Sometimes just to bless somebody with a kind word makes all the difference in their life. And like the woman who's practiced all that intuitive work already, she still doesn't feel like she's there. And she has to, and, you know, she's trying so hard. And I wish I had the little finger that just said, okay, give her all the wisdom. Boom. You know?
Yeah.
And, you know, so that, because then she would be like, oh, my God, look at, I have all this. Because life is so amazing. There's so much opportunity that we can't even think of everything. And so, mm-hmm. and, you know, with you, Catherine, you're going to be fine. I just want you to know that. You're also coming up with another dynamic. Next year is going to be really dynamic as far as your happiness. I just feel like, wow. Because you're working hard. You're going to have it all. Allow yourself to have it all. And it's hard to say, what is all of it? You don't need to know what all of it is. I accept, I allow all of it. All of it. And if it's discord, I don't want you to bring it forward. You know, I always cancel discord. And if discord does come forward to say, I'm not allowing this discord to ruin my energy or my happiness, and you will have blessing. You are a blesser anyways, so
thank you.
And yes, and it's more than you know, and people don't even realize how they bless, even though they think they're just like, I don't know. I just know that things that you do, even though you've done them where no one you think notice, it gets noticed. With the cookies, I for a long time, 5 years now, I've dropped cookies probably once a month at the tire store that I frequent, you know, for tire repair. And finally they figured out who I am. But I don't want recognition for it. I just want to do it to maybe make them, you know, the reason why I chose the tire store is I feel like that's one place that people go that they're always unhappy because they got to spend money on tires or on car repairs. And so the thing for the community to make it better, I thought if I bring it to them, they'll be less hostile to all these people that have broken vehicles. You know, maybe they'll treat them nicer. You know, maybe that they'll be happier that day and they'll be kinder or something. You know, I'm not actually looking for anything specific, but I used a lot of thought in the process. And and just the other day I was walking and somebody says, "Hey, Jim," from the tire store. And I know they don't know me. They don't know me. So I was like, oh, somebody figured out I'm the cookie man. you get recognized even though you're not trying to be recognized. You are making a difference. When they go home happy, they go home happier to their families, which makes my community better, you know. And same thing. The people that work hard at a grocery store, they're working for their money. They're not getting a lot of money. They deserve blessings, You know, if you can do it, if you, you know, I do what I can do, you know, and, the, and you know, that's all any of us should do. And it, like I said, it doesn't have to be anything. It can just be kind words. Like I always say to the cashier, I really appreciate you. Thank you. I appreciate you helping me. I appreciate you checking me out. I appreciate you. And in those little things, we're really being God through us.
Yeah.
I have to let
it's
you
true.
That.
We're spreading love and joy. Yes.
Yes. Oh, and that is a purpose. It is a purpose, whether it's not like a purpose like I'm a doctor, but it's a purpose of making your community better just by loving or that. Okay, I got it. I do have I hope I can still do this. I'm going to let you go, and I'm going to try to get to the next two numbers, okay?
Thank you so much. God be with you always. Thank you. Much love and blessings. Thank you. Yes, immensely. Thank you.
I'm going to 845, I hope. I hope they don't cut me off. I think they're not going to. I think Catherine was the last caller, but they're not letting me go to it. Yes, darn it. So, unfortunately, I'm going to have to say that's the end of my show because they're not letting me do any more. Remember, life's amazing if you choose it. If you call in early, you get to be one of the first callers. I appreciate everybody on the line. I'm sorry I can't get to everybody. And remember, life's amazing. They're not going to let me play the song either. So, namaste.